Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you ever look in the mirror? It's a good idea. I was in a horrible hurry one day. I arrived at work with part of a peanut butter sandwich clinging to my chin. This I discovered after an important meeting. No one pointed it out. But in hindsight, they found me unusually funny whenever I said something. Well, I heard about an old gal who looked in the mirror one morning. She had just 3 remaining hairs on her head. So being a positive soul, she said, "I think I'll braid my hair today." She did, and she had a great day. A week passed. Looking in the mirror one morning, she saw that she had only 2 hairs remaining. "2 hairs," she said. "I shall part it down the middle today." She did, and she had a great day. A week later, noticing just 1 hair left, she smiled and said, "I know, a ponytail will be perfect." And again, she had a great day. A week later, she looked in the mirror. She was completely bald. "Aha," she said to herself, "I'll cancel that hair appointment and save some time and money." With an attitude like that, she likely lived about 72 more years. But the truth is, most of us don't come away laughing when we look in the mirror. In my teen years, I stood there each morning. I had hair to comb, creams to apply, peers to amaze, things to flex. But when I looked at myself, I saw a thin, mistake-prone kid with lots of regrets. This was my identity. Even now, mirrors remind me that gravity doesn't tend to lift things. And unlike that dear old lady, I focus on all that's wrong, which always sucks joy, chokes laughter, and doubles our wrinkles. How do you see yourself? In our bathroom is a framed print of John 10:10. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Words of Jesus. It's an appropriate room for this verse because we have an enemy who never wants us to look in the mirror and see our true value. He wants us to focus on our imperfections, our shortcomings, failures, to focus on us. Not long ago, I was reading along in my Bible when 2 Corinthians 3:18 lunged out at me. "But we all, with unveiled faces, looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory." The chapter explains that when we turn to Jesus, a veil is removed, helping us see and reflect the glory of God. Our lives gradually become brighter and more beautiful as we are changed into His glorious image. I looked in the mirror, nose a little crooked, wrinkles just as pronounced, a flake of spinach lodged between my teeth, but I smiled. You see, when we catch a tiny glimpse of how God sees us, it doesn't matter what our mirror whispers. We bear His image, His likeness, His glory. Colossians 1:22 shouts, "You are holy in God's sight, without blemish and free from accusation." Our identity is that of a treasured child of God, a joint heir with Jesus. By grace through faith, we are loved, forgiven, righteous. None of this is based on how we look, what we earn, or what we accomplish, but on what God has already accomplished through Jesus Christ. If that doesn't light your fire, your wood is soaking wet. Does the mirror have you peering intently at your imperfections lately, comparing shortcomings, listening to lies, or giving thanks for God's amazing grace? For a chance to bear His image and reflect His light in a dark world. And now, I better go. I have a meeting. The peanut butter sandwich is washed off, but I must do my hair. There are just 6 of them left, so I may go with the double braid, or part them right down the middle.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.